Fourth, how can we transcend rebirth? Now that we have understood some of the significance and evidence in support of rebirth, we should go a step further and explore how we can transcend rebirth. Understanding rebirth is merely a means to realize the ultimate goal of transcending the cycle. Some people find the Buddhist teaching regarding rebirth and cause and effect superstitious and ludicrous. Actually, all of the Buddhist teachings are nothing more than a marvelous remedy for liberating ourselves from the shackles of rebirth, because it is through rebirth that we continue a cycle of lives that involves stress and suffering. From the Buddhist perspective, even life in heavenly realms is not completely free and perfect. If we want to transcend rebirth, we must first know the cause of rebirth. The cycle of rebirth exists because of karma. Karma can be both wholesome and unwholesome, heavy or mild. It is written in a sutra, "Cut down a tree without taking out its roots, and the tree will grow again. Sever our desires without eradicating their roots, and we will repeatedly experience the suffering of rebirth." It is like making an arrow and shooting oneself with it. Just like a physical arrow, the arrow of desire hurts all beings. Our greed and desire causes us to rise and fall in the sea of rebirth. Only with the fire of diligence can we burn down the forest of our desires. We must use the light of prajna wisdom to illuminate the darkness of ignorance and unwholesome karma. We must wield the sword of wisdom to sever the chains of rebirth. This is the foundation for our hope and the direction in which we expend our efforts. The Buddha once said, "This is my last rebirth." Through the 84,000 Dharma methods taught by the Buddha, we can all break through the wheel of rebirth and attain the state of total freedom. After understanding rebirth, the next step is to not fear it. Without fear, we can live amidst the cycle of rebirth without being defiled by it. Unenlightened beings are reborn because of their karma. Some Buddhist practitioners, Savrikas and Pratrika Buddhas, seek liberation from rebirth. In contrast, Bodhisattvas make great vows to be reborn to help others. For example, Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva steers the vessel of compassion to re-enter the world to liberate all sentient beings. Similarly, Venerable Chihang aspired to return to this world to fulfill the same vow. In the record of the Pure Land Sages, it is recorded that many masters wish to be reborn in the Pure Land, so they may come back to our world to help others. Many Tibetan lamas are reborn into this world after passing away, with the Dalai Lama and the Panchen Lama being some of the more well-known examples. These masters truly live in accordance with a Bodhisattva's vow of compassion. Their spirit is captured in the saying, "We wish for the liberation of all sentient beings from suffering. We do not seek peace and happiness for ourselves." Refusing to be deserters of humanity, they are perfectly willing to be lifeboats in the sea of misery. They are like the lotus blossoms which sprout out of the mud, yet remain pure. Although reborn into the Saha world, they are free from the suffering of birth and death. They choose to re-enter the wheel of rebirth without any hesitation, yet remain unafflicted by the sufferings of rebirth. With these acts of compassion, they are true noble masters who have transcended the cycle of rebirth. Indeed, we can also look into the Jatakas to find that the Buddha has been reborn as a heavenly being, an animal, a monk, and as royalty. Amidst the endless cycle of rebirth, the Buddha diligently practiced the Bodhisattva path. The Buddha is always working to liberate all sentient beings. When the founder of the Guiyang school, Chan Master Guiyang Lingyo, was about to pass away, his disciples gathered around him and asked, "Master, with your level of cultivation, where are you going to be reborn in your next life?" "Oh, I will be reborn as a water buffalo on a nearby farm." His disciples were shocked and puzzled. One asked, "Master, you are such a great practitioner. How can you possibly be reborn as an animal?" "If you do not believe me, you can find the words Monk Guiyang Lingyo on the buffalo's left front leg. You will then know that it is me." His disciples were grief-stricken by his passing. After the funeral, they did discover a buffalo calf born on a farm nearby. And when they inspected it, they discovered their master's name right where he said it would be. When they saw their previous master, now a buffalo, toiling under the blazing sun, they quickly bought the buffalo so they could take care of it in the temple. Every morning they fed him fresh green grass. Strangely enough, the buffalo refused to eat or drink. Helplessly, they took the buffalo back to the farm. There, the buffalo would work and then happily chew on its hay. Master Guiyang Lingyo's act of compassion is an illustrative example of the saying, "If one wishes to become a great sage of Buddhism, one must first be a servant for all beings." This supreme level of compassion is beyond the shallow understanding of his disciples. It is only when one has the noble aspiration to practice the Dharma amid the sea of birth and death, and be at ease and content within the bounds of rebirth, that one is the Bodhisattva who truly understands and is liberated from rebirth. Death is like an old home that has fallen into ruin, or a worn garment that is frayed at the edges. We move into a new home or change into new clothes. In the beginningless cycle of rebirth, we should work to make our next home into a majestic temple and fashion our clothes into a magnificent Dharma robe. In this way, within the beginningless cycle of rebirth, we can attain enlightenment.